Right now, though, we are going to discuss the royal wedding that happened today. But it was in secret. It's a very low-key affair. That was, of course, because of the pandemic, and but also because of other surrounding factors. So the Queen's granddaughter, Prince Beatrice, she's ninth in line to the throne. She married Mr. Melpelli Mozzi today in a small ceremony in Windsor. They had planned to wed on May the 29th in the Chapel Royal at St. James's Palace, but the ceremony was postponed due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Let's find out how this news was received over in the States. We know that there are some hardcore royalists over there. So on the phone from Tampa in Florida is Candace Rotolo. She writes the Jolly Britain blog and is a big royal enthusiast, I gather. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me about your blog.
I have a blog called Jolly Britain. I started it about 5 years ago, and it's really where I get to channel my inner Brit. I talk about food and travel and entertaining and culture, and it's just kind of my way to express my my love of England and really kind of be a true Anglophile in my own mind, and hopefully others.
Would you have traveled over for the wedding had you been able to, Candace?
I don't like crowds in that sense. I was in London for Meghan Markle's wedding and to Prince Harry, and I went to a wonderful event in London and got to watch it on TV and be a part of the excitement and the joy that everyone else experienced. So I don't know that I would have made it this year, and obviously all of our travel plans are in flux, and I hope I can't wait for the next time I get to come back to London, but I don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah, well, it was a social distanced royal wedding, and it
yes,
was very
absolutely.
Low key, so that the chances are you wouldn't have seen an awful lot of action had you come over. What is it about
Correct.
The royal family for you that does it?
I think for Americans like myself, we really don't have that pomp and circumstance that you have in the UK. And, you know, for people who are old enough to remember John F. Kennedy and Jackie Kennedy, that's really kind of the most exciting presidential time in our history. And so because we don't really have that, I think Americans are just really drawn to it. We like to see all the grandeur. We like to see the carriages. It's just really, really exciting.
And tell me about the wedding today. I just wondered if you feel a little cheated out of a royal wedding because it was such a low-key affair. Was there an opportunity missed here for a bit of good news?
You know, I think the fact that they had to postpone their wedding really reminds us that we're all in this together, and it really makes it show that royals are a lot like us. They had to postpone their event. And I do think that it would have been great to see her dress. I'm hoping that perhaps there will be a party or some type of reception in the months ahead where we'll get to see a dress or see something like that. But I also do think that, you know, considering the circumstances, the attention really should always be on the bride on her wedding day and not all of the other things that are going on in her life right now. So, yes, I feel a little bit cheated, but it's understandable.
Would you be investing in any royal, biscuit tins, plates, tea towels, any of that? I don't expect any of it's going to be produced, is it? But if it was...
I don't think so.
So we're missing out on that as well.
Yes, I'm missing a magnet to add to my collection.
That's it. That's it. Maybe there'll be one to come. Who knows? She was given away by her dad, Prince Andrew. And there was, of course, you know, other hinted reasons at why this might be a low-key affair as well. We know that he's retired from public duty here. There are questions surrounding his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. We know that Ghislaine Maxwell's been arrested, but none of what Prince Andrew's relates to the period for which Ghislaine Maxwell, the charges which Ghislaine Maxwell has been charged with, basically. So that's kind of rumbling on in the background. Does that does that change your opinion at all, the fact that there are question marks about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, I think it's a very difficult situation. I hope that he's an honorable person and acted honorably in all of his dealings. And like I said, you know, a wedding should really be about the bride. And I do think that if it had been public, that might not have happened. So I can certainly understand the desire to, you know, for someone like Princess Beatrice to really want to be the main event at her own wedding.
Do you know much about her husband? Because there isn't a whole lot written up about him, is there?
No, there isn't. He's very handsome. They look wonderfully, you know, in love, and they're a very attractive couple.
Excellent. And would you give me some insight on your favourite royal wedding, be it one from many, many years ago or Meghan and Harry's wedding? Which one is the ultimate for you?
Oh, goodness. I really enjoyed Kate Middleton and Prince William getting married, but I am of an age where I did get up at, you know, 5 a.m. as a child and watched Princess Diana. So that was really my first experience of seeing all the pomp and circumstance of a royal wedding. But I think Kate and Will are really a modern couple, and they really seem to get along wonderfully. And her dress was stunning. And just from start to finish, I thought everything was really wonderful.
What's your take on the way that Meghan Markle feels that she's been portrayed by the British press? How do the Americans portray her now?
Well, I think, you know, stories about her still get press. There is certainly a curiosity about her. She's, you know, she's one of our own. And so we're happy to see a fellow American do well. But I do think perhaps she does not get a fair shake in the press for a lot of different reasons that have nothing to do with, you know, the love she has for Prince Harry.
Well, look, it's been a fascinating insight into you being a big royal enthusiast. It's great to get the take from over in the States. It certainly is. Candace Rotolo, thank you for joining us here on Times Radio.